Chapter 3. Ah! Gretel opened one eye and saw her stepmother. She stood in the sun by the window. She wasn't happy. Why are you here? Asked the stepmother. Get up, get up. Hansel opened his eyes and looked at his stepmother. He was scared. Then their father came in. Gretel, Hansel, my children, you're home. I'm so happy to see you, and put his arms around them both. Oh, yes, said the stepmother. We're so happy. We didn't know where you were. You got lost, but you found your way home. But she wasn't really happy. Gretel's father had some bread and a little cheese, so the family ate breakfast. Then Gretel helped her stepmother in the kitchen, and Hansel helped father with the trees. Then they played happily with Axel in the sunny garden. But their stepmother wasn't happy, and she made another plan. 3 days later, when the children woke up in the morning, the stepmother said, We're going on another picnic, but this time, don't get lost. The children were scared. They didn't want to get lost. But it was too late for Hansel to collect more white stones. What could they do? Before they left, the stepmother gave Hansel and Gretel some bread for the picnic, and Hansel made a clever plan. The family walked into the woods. Father was sad. The children were scared, and only the stepmother was happy. Hansel had his bread in a bag, and he dropped little pieces in the wood. This was his plan. The pieces of bread will help us find our home again, he told Gretel quietly. They came to the deep, deep wood, and the stepmother said, This is a good place for a picnic. They all sat down under a tree. But Hansel didn't have any bread. Where's your bread? Asked the stepmother. Hansel didn't want to tell the stepmother his plan, so he said, I was hungry, so I ate it. You're a bad boy, said the stepmother. After the picnic, the family sat in the sun and went to sleep. When Gretel and Hansel woke up, father and their stepmother were not there, but the children were not scared this time. You're very clever, said Gretel. The pieces of bread will help us to find our way home again. They waited until the moon came up and looked for the bread. But, oh no, said Hansel, where's the bread? I can't see it, said Gretel. I think the birds ate our bread. How can we find our home? We're lost. Hansel sat down again. He was very, very sad and very scared. Come on, Hansel, said Gretel. We need to find our home. We must walk and look for the pieces of bread. They walked and they walked all night long. But they didn't find any bread. And they didn't find their home. They saw only trees and more trees. They heard night animals near them. But then morning came. It was a sunny day, and they saw a little house. Look, said Gretel, a beautiful house. It's red and green and blue, said Hansel. And what beautiful windows! Who lives here? Asked Gretel. They went to the house. Wow, said Hansel. This house is cake. And biscuit, said Gretel. And chocolate and sugar. It's sweet, said Hansel. He took a piece of house and ate it. Gretel ate a piece of sugar window. They both ate some chocolate door. They weren't hungry anymore, but they were tired after their long walk in the woods. So they sat on the grass in the sun, put their arms around each other, and fell fast asleep.